This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
The Kentucky economy will feel the impact of not holding the National Farm Machinery Show in 2021. Kentucky Venues President David Beck says many do not realize how much money that show puts into the economy each year.
The impact's huge to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's right about $24 million economic impact. And so that's dollars that will be lost in the economy. So we understand that, but putting the health and safety of everyone has to be first and foremost, has been and continues to be our number one priority.
Next, as planned, are already underway for the 2022 Farm Machinery Show.
We plan the show well in a year in advance. In February 16th through the 19th, Wednesday through Saturday, are the plans for 2022. And we're hopeful that the vaccinations will take place, and we'll hopefully see an increased number of that and get our economy back where it needs to be.
He adds the Farm Machinery Show has a critical role in agriculture.
The National Farm Machinery Show is extremely important to the Commonwealth of Kentucky. It's important to the agriculture industry, agribusiness. A lot of people look to it, and we want to be on the cutting edge and make sure we provide information that the exhibitors want to promote and discuss, and the attendees want to participate in and learn from and be able to see.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and it's easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com and see what everyone is talking about.